She began her career at General Motors as an engineering co-op student in 1980. 33 years later, Mary Barra has made history by being named the next CEO of GM. It's the first time a woman's been placed in the top spot of a major automaker. GM made this groundbreaking announcement today that CEO Dan Akerson is moving up his retirement date to January 15th after discovering his wife is battling cancer, and Mary Barra will succeed him. We're joined now by Michigan Radio's automotive reporter, Tracy Sammelton. Welcome back, Tracy.
Thank you.
And from Edmunds.com, always a pleasure to welcome auto analyst Michelle Krebs. Hey, Michelle.
Hey.
So this is quite a breakthrough, that glass ceiling.
Yeah, it
yes,
really
it is.
It really is. It's exciting.
Let's start, if we can, by learning a little more about Mary. Tracy, what has she done overall in her 33 years at GM that has propelled her to this top spot?
Yeah, I think really what has she not done is really the way to phrase the question. Her most recent job in early 2011, she was promoted to head of global product development. And that's a big job. She basically has to make sure the cars are beautiful, well-made, on time, on budget. And then they piled on another job. They put her in charge of global purchasing and supply chain just a year and a half later. And then before that, she was in charge of human resources globally. And then before that, a long string of engineering positions. And she also has been a plant manager.
So, Michelle, how is she regarded, first of all, within General Motors and then throughout the auto industry?
Well, I think inside of General Motors, she's very well regarded. I think there were a lot of cheers today when she was named the CEO. I don't think she's real well known outside of the industry, except by women. And I will tell you that I can guarantee there was cheering among the women executives at other auto companies, because there's a real sense that we need to attract more women to the auto industry. And then once we get them, make sure they rise through the ranks.
All right. I'd love the thoughts of both of you on this question. Would we have seen a woman being named CEO of General Motors without the bankruptcy crisis? By that, I mean, did all of that blow up the way things had been done, the car guy culture?
I really don't think that that had a lot to do with it. Well, you know, it's possible that it did shake up the culture, and certainly Dan Akerson, the current CEO who is stepping down, was a huge advocate for Mary Barra specifically. But, you know, this was going to happen eventually. We may get a woman president of the United States someday. You know, we are seeing women head technical companies in Silicon Valley, so it was bound to happen at some point.
Yeah, and I do attribute this to Dan Akerson coming in. He's an outsider, and he made a point of sort of reaching into GM and finding the best talent. So maybe it wasn't the bankruptcy per se, but he wouldn't have been leading this company if it hadn't been for the bankruptcy. And he definitely had something really specific he wanted to accomplish when he was here at GM.
What if both of you heard about her management style? I mean, there's that kind of common image, if you will, of a female executive being maybe more collaborative than men. Is that true in her case? How does she manage?
Well, she's an engineer, first and foremost. So she is she's very low-key. She is someone who approaches things in a very engineering, pragmatic sort of way. My sense is she listens to all the various points of view, she gets a lot of opinions, and then makes the decision and gets buy-in from people, which is really important, too.
Yeah, and Dan Akerson mentioned that in terms of her being somebody who would lead a team as opposed to somebody who is a personality. And I think that's exactly what he's getting with Mary.
I think somewhere in all the talk today, I heard some comment that she managed to get engineering, production, and marketing all working together a little more effectively. And is there, that can be an issue in any company.
Yeah, especially GM with the silos.
Well,
and I'm sure Michelle knows about
the automotive industry.
Yeah.
You know, in the automotive industry, you've got this. You know, you can design beautiful cars and you can engineer cars, but and then you have to build them. And sometimes the two sides don't, it doesn't work. You could build the most beautiful car in the world. You might not be able to manufacture it. So she's had to bring those sides together.
Michelle, how healthy is the company that Mary Barra will be leading in a little more than a month?
Much healthier than it was 5 years ago, and she has seen it through the worst of times. It's far healthier. The pipeline, they've got a lot of product coming out there. I just came from the North American Car and Truck of the Year finalist awards, and at least three of the vehicles are GM products. The pipeline's full. There's more coming. They're making money. They're generating big revenues. They're healthy around the globe. Europe still is the thorn in the side. And what I look at is profit margins. So they're not discounting cars like they used to. Just keep churning them out, discounting them, and not getting good prices and losing money on everyone.
Yeah.
They're making money on cars, even small cars now.
That was auto analyst Michelle Krebs of Edmunds.com, and she's joined by Michigan Radio's automotive reporter Tracy Samilton as we dissect and discuss the really groundbreaking announcement that Mary Barra is going to become the next CEO of General Motors, and this is the first time a woman has been placed in the top spot of a major automaker. I would like to get both of you to give me your thoughts on Dan Akerson's tenure as CEO over these past 3 years. And, of course, just repeating the fact that he's moved up his retirement because his wife is battling cancer, and it's kind of tough to see that happen.
Yeah, it really is. And from my vantage point, I think he's done a great deal, and some of which he hasn't gotten credit for because of his personality. He's not this charismatic figure like Alan Mulally or Sergio Marchionne. So I think the media really hasn't paid as much attention to what he has accomplished as perhaps they should have. But you look at the way the company is operating and you look at the goals they're setting and they're meeting the goals, he's done a lot.
Michelle, where does he fit in your thoughts?
Well, I think there's been some skepticism that he didn't really know the car business, but I think the history books will write about him that he stabilized the company and prepared it for the next chapter. And let's remember, the government is now completely out of GM's business as of yesterday. And, now the stage is set for this new generation of managers to run the company.
And with that in mind, there are some shifting and moving of people from positions. Let's talk a little about that. GM North America President Mark Reuss is going to take over Barra's job, yeah?
I think that's a perfect job for him.
Perfect.
Mark gets so passionate about the products, and now every product that comes out of GM, he is in charge of that. Really, you could not handpick a successor better than Mark getting that job, in my opinion.
And then taking
He works well with Mary, I think. They speak highly of each other,
which has got to be very, very, very important. And then taking over Mark Reuss's job as GM North America president.
Yeah, and I don't know a whole lot about Alan Beatty, but he's got some big shoes to fill because North America is the driver for profits for the company. He's got to make sure that North America keeps going along as well as it was when Mark Reuss was in charge.
And at the same time, he has global experience. He came from Europe, so he brings that perspective.
And then the new company president,
Dan Amon.
Mm-hmm. And this is interesting. Very strong financial guy. Certainly was a contender for the top spot. What's interesting is this is sort of a back to the history of GM. GM always used to have a product guy and a financial person as head of the president and CEO of the company. So it's sort of doing that same kind of thing. I think that's a nice balance.
All right. In our final minute, I'm going to start. We'll do a lightning round here. What do each of you see as the biggest challenges Mary will face as CEO? Tracy, go.
She's got to keep those products coming out fast, and they have to be very high quality. She has to make sure that those things come out of the pipe done right.
And Michelle?
Well, that and fixing Europe. It's going to take a miracle worker to do that, and they've had a lot of false starts in terms of how they're going to turn that around. But that's the biggest drag at General Motors right now.
Tracy Samilton, Michigan Radio's automotive reporter, and Michelle Krebs, analyst with Edmunds.com. As always, a pleasure to talk cars with both of you. Thank you.
Thank you.